This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Game 3 of the American League Championship Series between the Yankees and the Astros is underway in the Bronx. Houston leading 2-0 in the bottom of the second. Our Peter Haskell talked with fans before the game.
The game started in bright sunshine, which is rare for postseason baseball. 76-year-old Paul Decker showed up at 12:30. He cut short a vacation in Boston.
I was up there visiting Army and college friends, and my sweetie turned 65, so I threw a dinner for her.
And then you said goodbye, I'm leaving.
You got it.
What did she say to that?
She's cool.
Decker knows this will be a tough one.
We need the bats to come alive. Probably Judd a little better. Glaber just keep on trucking. And a couple others.
Houston starter Garrett Cole has won 18 straight games. At Yankee Stadium, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
Sports betting in New Jersey keeps growing in popularity. New state numbers show gamblers wagered a record $445 million last month. Casinos and racetracks made profits totaling $38 million on those bets. The sports betting offset a 3% drop in table games and slot revenues at Atlantic City casinos.
A Bronx City councilman will introduce a bill Thursday that would give whistleblowers broader protections in New York City. WCBS's Rich Lamb with more.
Councilmember Richie Torres is introducing a measure to amplify whistleblowing in New York City.
It would extend whistleblower protection to those who cooperate with city council investigations and oversight hearings. Second, it would impose a timetable on whistleblower investigations.
Some whistleblower probes, he says, have dragged out for years.
And those seeking whistleblower protection are entitled to closure, are entitled to a timely resolution of their whistleblower claim.
His bill would require the Department of Investigation to complete whistleblower cases within 90 days. At City Hall, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Governor Cuomo used the N-word during a live radio interview today. He was talking about racism against Italian Americans.
They used an expression that Southern Italians were called, I believe they're saying Southern Italians, Sicilians, I'm half Sicilian, were called, quote unquote, and pardon my language, but I'm just quoting the Times, wops. N-word wops.
Cuomo was on WAMC. The Times op-ed he referenced ran over the weekend. It was about the treatment of Italian Americans in the past. All of this came up in the context of Indigenous Peoples Day, which is held on Columbus Day.
The NTSB's preliminary report on this month's deadly B-17 crash at Bradley Airport near Hartford does not mention what may have caused the crash. It only says the wreckage of the World War II era bomber has been kept for further examination. 7 people on the plane were killed. 6 others survived. Witnesses saw flames coming from one of the engines before the plane crashed. Craig Allen, I know the last storm that kind of moved through the area skirted off to the east of us. This one's not going to miss us, is it?
No, this one looks like a direct hit to the area now. Is it direct over northern New Jersey, the city, or Long Island and Connecticut? That remains to be seen at this point because that'll determine who gets the heaviest rain and the strongest winds. But this one is definitely going to be a lot closer, not just tidal flooding, but rain flooding, too. Clear to partly cloudy for tonight, 55 city, 40s to near 50 in the suburbs. Cloudy with rain developing Wednesday, especially from about lunchtime on, from southwest to northeast in that order. And it'll get heavy at times right through tomorrow evening. It's kind of a wind-driven rain right through tomorrow night, and it'll be in the mid-60s. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun. Storm's already moving away, so thank goodness it's a pretty quick mover, but just some leftover sprinkles on Thursday. Really windy, gusting 40, 50 miles per hour at times on Thursday, high 55 to 60. Right now, 62, humidity 35%.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.